You're listening to Vince Vinyl on KCUF, Boulder Creek.
And the beat goes on. 2 hours in, two to go. It's just after 10 p.m. on Friday night, February 8th, 2008, and time for the FFF show.
Yeah. mama said to me, "Where of the devil, my child, him in dark, rocky places he'll keep. Where of the devil, my child, beware of his charming ways. He'll fall under an evil spell just from looking at his beautiful face. Better build yourself a levee inside. You gotta build yourself a levee deep inside. Don't go walking by the riverside alone in the pale moonlight. Come up upon you, girl, with no earthly body in sight. Build yourself a levee deep inside. Build yourself a levee, girl. When the waters run high,
devil, I'd hang out in Blue Eye, Missouri, where the water and the mountain collide. And I'd scare all the little children and rumble around beneath the beds, tell them all kind of stories. Can't help but get them stuck in their head. And then I'd take out some of your livestock, could blame it on the beast of the night. You know it was me. same as you know wrong and right.
If I was the devil, I'd go and find your preacher man, crusty and white hair. I'd tell him that hell is on the way, scare him out of his skin. You see the brimstone in his eyes, and then a band of fat white deacons would take him far away, and that would be just fine with me if I was the devil.
I'd gather up all of your dreams, drop them to the bottom of a black lagoon.
And I'd steal away all your patience, steal away all your pride, leave you with nothing but uncontrollable fear.
And then I'd revel in my mastery, so dance around with the night, down in Blue Eye, Missouri, where the water and the mountain collide.
Yeah, if I was the devil, I'd hang out in Blue Eye, Missouri. Missouri on down to the Gulf might as well be hell these days. Some very, very severe weather going on in that part of the country. And we hope all those folks are okay and that they can salvage their lives. That was a track from Pat Green and Ray Wiley Hubbard, If I Was the Devil, I'd Hang Out in Blue Eye, Missouri. Natalie Merchant before that, Build a Levee. And Hart did Tall, Dark, Handsome Stranger. And started that set off with Running with the Devil, Van Halen. Van H. back out on the road, and they keep toying with getting David Lee Roth back in the band. Much as I liked Sammy Hagar, David Lee is the man for that band. About 20 past 10 o'clock, this is 92.9 FM, KCUF, Boulder Creek. Vince Vinyl with you on Fighting Forces Friday, right back after this message.
Bud Light presents Real Men of Genius.
Real Men of Genius.
Today we salute you, Mr. Really, Really, Really Bad Dancer.
Mr. Really, Really, Really Bad Dancer.
Arms swinging, knees bending, head bobbing to no particular rhythm. You're either dancing or having a seizure.
Call me a doctor.
As soon as you hit the dance floor, the taunts begin. Is that all you got, playa? Unfortunately, yes, that's all you got.
Pour it on now.
Who's in the house? Some guy who can't dance. That's who's in the house.
Your star.
So crack open an ice cold Bud Light, Mr. Happy Feet, because you really put the oogie in boogie.
Mr. Really, Really Bad Dancer.
Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
We are about 20 minutes into another Fighting Forces Friday show. 10 to midnight on Fridays is dedicated to our men and women in Iraq and Afghanistan each week. We record this portion of the broadcast and we burn it onto a CD. When we identify a particular unit or individual in either of those theaters, we send them a bunch of copies and hope they get passed around. Don't get too many cards or letters back from those folks. They got work to do. But when I do, this track is almost always requested.
In this dirty old part of the city, where the sun refused to shine, people tell me there ain't no use in trying. My girl, you're so young and pretty, and one thing I know is
girl, you're so young and pretty. And one thing I know is true, yeah, you'll be dead before your time is due. Know it. Watch my dad.
Thank you. Go, yeah. Baby, I'm good as gone. like a cheap vacation. One we thought we'd planned very well. Now we've checked out of the Lovely Love Hotel. Don't try to tell me it ain't what it is.
Thank you.
Long before he was an Eagle, Joe Walsh was with the James Gang. And that's a track from solo effort that he did in Betwixt. Joe Walsh, when you count up the classic songs in rock and roll history, many will have the imprimatur of Joe Walsh. Great artist, great guitar player, and pretty cool songwriter, and life been good to him. Turn to Stone was the name of that song. Debbie Hennessy did Good As Gone, and Green Day in the middle did Holiday. And, we heard a track from Evanescence's debut album, My Last Breath, was what we heard. And, Hey, Hey, My, My, Rock and Roll Will Never Die, an anthem from Neil Young, and No Adjustment of Your Set Is Necessary. Sounds a little bit during that song like someone has poked a pencil through your speaker, but that's just Neil. He had probably just recorded Heart of Gold or Sugar Mountain or one of those sappy love things and wanted to show us his rough side. Hey, Hey, My, My. Started that set off with We Gotta Get Out of This Place by a request from specialist Bruce Wheeler, whose birthday is today. And many happy returns to you, RB. That track from The Animals. It's 92.9 KCUF, Boulder Creek. I'm Vince, having some fun rocking your Friday night, a Fighting Forces Friday. That was a long old set, and I got behind, got to catch up here. Got one message, but first this public service announcement from CHTRGA.
Ooh, love hurts.
Yes, love hurts. It can hurt emotionally, but more important, it can also hurt you physically. It can hurt you in a way which nobody who owns a hot tub and lives in California can afford to be unaware of. Yes, I'm talking about California hot tub rectal gonorrhea. This painful, incurable disease can make an enjoyable soak in a hot tub with family, friends, and dog into a literally unforgettable experience. If you catch California hot tub rectal gonorrhea, not only will you walk around feeling like you're about to pass a twisted sardine can lid, you'll also smell like a pile of burning tractor tires. So don't jump out of the frying pan and into the hot tub, because if you get California hot tub rectal gonorrhea, it'll really burn your ass.
This has been a public service message brought to you by the Citizens Against CHTRG Foundation. California hot tub rectal gonorrhea. We're not going to take it sitting down.
Have you been around someone who's been around someone who smokes? The opposition wants you to believe this is not a health risk. The fact is that third-hand smoke is the number 471 killer among men 18 to 64, and the number 3 killer among women named Morton. There is something you can do. Vote no on Proposition F2. This will send a message to Washington that we won't put up with this anymore. No on Proposition F2. You shouldn't smell what your acquaintances are missing.
Paid for by Animal Rights Activists of America.
It's 92.9 FM. These are the hottest sounds in town.
Bottle, mama, it's grapefruit wine. They say music is the language of the soul, and I'd guess that mine speaks fluent rock and roll. An old RCA transistor radio, it's the first thing I ever bought with my own dough. Staying up late tuning in, those songs became my closest friends, introduced to me by all-night DJs miles away. Please come back, Captain Midnight, come on back. There's a hole inside my soul the size of vinyl grooved in black. I long for all that used to be. Come play an old request for me. Teenage love and drive-ins, serving burgers by the sack. Yeah, we miss you, Captain Midnight, come on back. Remember driving Dad's old Chevrolet, with the DJ riding shotgun all the way. Cruising Whitehall Strip most every Friday night, as the radio played the soundtrack to my life. They cut a place deep in our hearts, following stars in the record charts, connecting every song we love to a special place in time. Please come back, Captain Midnight, come on back. Float across the river Styx in Dante's pale gray Cadillac. The air is full of pirate ghosts, and there's an empty station off the coast with a 100-watt antenna and a reel-to-reel four-track. Yeah, we miss you, Captain Midnight, please come back. I can hear that old familiar voice in the fearless summer air. He's sending this one out to all those lonely kids out there. Please come back, Captain Midnight, come on back. Hop a train from any depot where you are and jump the track. 'Cause all the songs our DJ plays come from a corporate database, and if you showed up in the boardroom, they might give our airwaves back. Yeah, we miss you, Captain Midnight, come on back. Yeah, we miss you, Captain Midnight, please come back. What he wants to say. Hey, hey, hey.
kind of come in. And I'll bust a move and remember how it was back then. And there goes the last DJ, who plays what he wants to play and says what he wants to say. Hey, hey, hey. And there goes your freedom of choice.
Just before dawn. one I love. Life can never be exactly like we want it to be, but I can be satisfied.
Great girl groups to come out of the 60s. That's the Shirelles. And an old one dedicated to the one I love. And yes, indeed, we did concede a little bit of fidelity on that one. Not only is that old, that was a vinyl track. And not just vinyl, but a 45. That plastic vinyl whipping past the diamond needle at 45 RPM. Still sounded pretty good. Dedicated to the one I love. Kind of a whole set about the radio there. Started off with Steely Dan and FM, a track that they did as a soundtrack for a movie. Ansi McLean, guitar player from the Trailer Park Troubadours, did Captain Midnight from his most recent solo album. Tom Petty did The Last DJ, and REM did The One I Love, and told you about the Shirelles. I'm Vince, you're you, and this is Fighting Forces Friday. My pleasure to host the show once again this week. Right back after this message.
Has this ever happened to you?
Ah! What's wrong?
I sat on my damn nuts again.
Or this?
Ah! Damn it!
What happened?
My nuts fell in the toilet again!
Or even...
Oh, hey, Mr. Gwynn.
This? Let's be honest. Long, saggy nuts are a problem millions of elderly men face every day. But now, they don't have to. Introducing the Nut Prop, the only product guaranteed to give your dangling testicles the support they so desperately need. The Nut Prop uses patented ball-hoisting technology to lift your boys safely out of harm's way. Simply slip your apple bag into the padded cuffs, and you're on your way. Your balls are guaranteed to stay in place no matter what the situation. Whether you're driving or just hanging out around the house.
Before the nut bra, my husband's balls were disgusting.
My nuts were so old and saggy, they used to look like Clint Eastwood.
Thanks to nut bra, the only thing busting my balls now is my wife. I hate that bitch.
Thank you, nut bra.
The nut bra. Because life's too short to spend it sitting on your nuts.
Oh, that makes me smoke.
You're listening to Vince Vinyl on the hottest sounds in town. 92.9 FM, KCUF, Boulder Creek.
Rummaging around through the 45s looking for that Shirelles track we heard in the last set. Found another old song that I haven't heard for a long time. Not quite as old, but a great one from the 70s. Here's Lenny White.
Downright disgrace, but long as I got you by my
side, I don't care what your people say. Your friends tell you it's no future in loving a married man. If I can't see you when I want, I'll see you when I can. Knowing I got a wife and two little children depending on me too. And am I wrong to hunger for the gentleness of your touch? Knowing I got someone else at home who needs me just as much. And are you wrong to give your love to a married man? And am we'll be right back.
Justification, all price to move you. Standing like it's action. Buy time with bar rhymes, high five and off and off. Joke with misdirected lies. Who the fuck aren't you kidding? I knew you back in school and there were less actors to look up to. Study and simplicity, we still met the laugh. If you could love yourself the way you do, then there'd be a life after. The player is over the gun. These pieces to pick up again, you used to build. Remind your pen. Sick of the video you've been wildest in. The headaches, still shots, taken in sequence. Hung over old dreams to dry and develop moldy cultures. Still, all this sun, and you're sleeping in the dark room. Waiting on growth from a film cake, kick within. Stained windowsills instead of taking pains out of eyes. Colorless you, hid behind heaven lids, eating surface shit. Somewhere deep is where respect exists. Tragedy, infinitely more down than a kiss. The assumed and the actual are both a sad performance. An audience will answer if you question them correct. You don't see the bloody entertainers you're trying to resurrect. Not knowing you're looking, it's home and cash or shafts. All for justified, create an ego to protect. Center level, center war, center level, center war. Center level, center war, is an army, is a poor.
Culture war, culture envy, culture war. Culture envy, culture war, country blessing, kill your poor.
Culture envy world over, respect drunk war sober. I'll fight for no flag and battle all devices. Old men divide swords, foes supposed to toil indecisive. Over whose music's origins are righteous or damned. Where blood is the same, it won't be wrought with your hands. We wrung out our lands and brought life back to life. Only this time we'll go ahead and say the origins were right. In the sand that kept us warm from the rhythms of the night. Think history would give fair warning. But it doesn't make for good sales of stories. Don't think we're done, stealing the past. We're telling it to you secondhand, we're tipping the hourglass and tilting our hats. One third, God, I, now damn. I remember when the beat moved itself through sacred trees and ceremony. A hapless hieroglyph, soul branded on the open spaces of consciousness. And we are all conscripts, scrawled across the middle canvas. Off fast, answer nothing, there's no question they've been here. Good block pickpockets, patrolling the selling block cheap, easy targets, the dueling heretics of a new religion. Doodling death wish on a fluttery paper soul. Draw fast. Black canvas, impervious to shade, shame. Paint the world wrong with indecipherable fraud. Let the flag of the insane and land unsold. Forego the envious and warring to play the unknown. What is culture but the gift of dream? What is life but the same? Sleep unseen. Center level, center war, center level, center war, center level, center war, internet and many more.
Culture envy, culture war, culture envy, culture war, culture envy, culture war, culture debt, kill your poor.
One line at a time. Or a vision of a dying woman on my doorstep, faded fast the second time around. What's inside these sounds you mouth? Did you hear the call from across the ages? The sea takes us back too quickly and I'm far from ground. It's time to sail before the last tree falls. I'm seeing my mentor sages us casting outside the realm, expelling PG concepts to conjure self. I'm seeing priests prostrate to prophecy, praying in the long room, count your blessings and sell the difference. I'm seeing a different souls in different cells, spilling blood like wine, just to know they've been here. Hold your pitcher, kill your poor. Try to clip these wings, till we soar. Frantically flapping the faces of not our kids. Heading south to sea, too soon to say, stay. I've seen nothing but envy for the green, war for the greed. Innumerable that blessing, and your poor peaceful rescue.
Culture war, culture envy, culture war, culture envy, culture war, culture blessing, kill your poor.
Culture war, 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 culture
the kind of track you would normally expect to hear from a brass band. That's the Youngblood Brass Band and Culture Envy War. The Eurythmics before that and Would I Lie to You? And started off with If Loving You Is Wrong, a great old soul track from Lenny White. It's 11:30 on Pirate Radio for Boulder Creek and California's Central Coast. For the GIs listening via a Fighting Forces Friday CD that are leaving now, I'm Vince Vinyl, and it's been an honor and a heck of a lot of fun to play the music for you again this week. Stay safe. I expect you to listen to next week's show as well. The rest of you, don't go anywhere. I got another half hour's worth of rock and roll for you, and Eileen is next. Eileen Dover at midnight.
Do you find it hard to gain weight? Do you find that no matter what you do, you simply cannot increase your core body mass? It's not your fault. Many people have just simply given up the hope that they can increase their body mass.
Body fat builds underneath our midsection on top of the muscle underneath the skin. Oh yes, it gets worse. Over the years, strenuous activity such as exercise depletes our body's reservoir of fat. I haven't even mentioned clinical medical conditions such as anorexia nervosa and bulimia, which can be life-threatening and unhealthy.
Snack Cake Research Institute has found the solution, Krispy Kremes. Krispy Kremes has been clinically shown to increase your body mass and weight. Krispy Kremes are so powerful that increased weight and body mass is guaranteed. In a recent major university double-blind study, participants increased their body fat on average of 78% using Krispy Kremes. What's even more amazing is that people were not asked to change their daily lives. It's so easy. Just eat Krispy Kremes. Please remember, Krispy Kremes are only for those that seriously want to increase their weight.
Side effects of using Krispy Kremes include weight gain, muscle atrophy, falling arches, beach whaleism, visits from Richard Simmons, excessive napping, glazed finger elongation, excessive structural stress, difficulty breathing, clogged arteries, and heart stoppage.